All right, well, gang, we are now into take two segment of Saturday AM Live, which is kind of the new standard, and that is Team Rogers Mentoring Group. And I'm just going to have some fun here. I know that Way, Pat, Candy, Jeannie, Rita, and you guys got to give me a little bit of time here because I'm looking at 21 different names here. Al Thornton, Lee Maurice, Barb, possibly LaVon, maybe Donna. Several of you are on the line. Let's just get right into the thick of it here. What's taken place this week? We had a fantastic, and by the way, of the 21 members of Team Rogers, the mentoring group, I'm personally responsible for 16 of you, I think, if I remember correctly. And of my 16, 7 of you have already reached quality enrollment for the month of February. Here it is, the 14th of February, and you're already quality enrolled. So congratulations. There's a couple more of you that are really close. And those of you who are listening to this and you're going, what on earth is Vance talking about? Okay, what I'm talking about is that what we did, and this all transpired last month, is that over 1,000 people in North America said, I'm in, I'm going to do this, I want to up the ante, I want to have some more fun, but I'm going, more importantly, I'm going to make a commitment to be what Ben Woodward introduced in November, December-ish. I want to be one of these quality enrollment people. The benefits, the perks for it are just unparalleled. And sign the commitment form, get it to an upline diamond or royal diamond, above you, preferably, and said, yep, I'm going to commit to doing this. And when we all know, from humans being more, when we make a commitment to something, it doesn't matter the mechanics or the how, it just seems to happen. And so those of you who are on the line, I want to talk about, excuse me, what you're doing to make that happen, what you're doing to attract customers, how many presentations are you doing each week. Let's talk about this. And Jeannie, Zeden, since we haven't had a chance to hear from you, if I can do this, if you will be not shy here, because I know you're not shy, based on your kind of occupation and what you and Ricky do for living outside of Neuquén, share with the group what's going on, what's working for you. And Jeannie, if I didn't give you enough time to segue up, star 6. On your phone line and keep saying, can you hear me? And then I'll say yes or okay, we can't. Jeannie had some problems with this last week, and it looks like we still haven't figured it out how to get Jeannie on the line. So, all right, let me bounce on down to Pat Kelly. Are you on? Well, I know somebody's on, so let's go with the person that the people that are on. Al, go ahead.
Hi, this is Pat Kelly.
There you are, Pat. I know you've been down and vacationing since till Wednesday, yep, down in Florida, but yep, you're in the process of lining up a 21 club with one of the members of your upline, Gisela Stevens, and you guys are going to do it, or you gals, sorry, you're going to do it long distance. What are you putting in place right now to make that happen and not just say, oh, yeah, I attempted to do a 21 club, but what are you putting in place to actually pull it off and make it happen so that you can be a quality enrollment?
Well, I think when I've done this before, it takes usually more than 21 people to come up with numbers. And so I'm looking to have 30 people at least. And if I have them in groups of 5 to 7, then that lessens the burden for Gisela. So I would have an evening, one in the afternoon and one in the evening for several days. I'm still working, so I have to juggle that part and then juggle, see what Gisela's time. I've done these before, but I have not been effective in reading the bowl. So I'd be sure open to anybody who's got some ideas that I could latch on to.
Well, I can tell you from my own review of what's available online. Ashley, or as we all know her as Dr. Ekholm, has put together some great, so she's got a great YouTube video, and I have that link someplace, or I'll get it to you later. Or just Google Dr. Robin Ekholm is how I find her on YouTube, and there is a fantastic 21 Club piece that she's put. I know the Foster, Charles and Pam Foster, have been very, very successful down in Texas and the Houston area. I believe it's Houston. In doing 21 Club. But I think the biggest thing, Pat, is that what we keep hearing over and over and over from people that have been successful in anything that they want to do, whatever their niche is they set out to do it. And the key is, again here, it's not about leading with this or leading with that, is lead with Neekin.
Mm-hmm.
Share the vision of Neekin, how it all got started, and a little bit of the company history, but more importantly, lead with your vision. Why, you know, this is what we did a few weeks ago. What's your why, and how does that, you know, how does that matter for other people?
Wow. Well, I was talking with my Florida friends about my vision and my feeling that we really have to get microloans going in this area, in order for people to get their car repaired so they can get to work, or to make work for people who could do more if they had something to start with. So I think for me that's the key in the moment.
And when you talk about the word microloans, and I don't want to digress so much on this, but how simple is it for people who are starting in Neekin looking at the quality enrollment program from the perspective of, and this is something that Ruth Williams and I discussed this week, is that we can, with a brand new person in Neekin, a direct wellness consultant, okay, I'm talking brand new, $60, getting them on auto ship, and running with it in the sense that, hey, you're on auto ship. Let's go introduce this to some other people, and let's have some fun with it. From the standpoint of, well, they're not all going to join maybe as consultants, but what if they come on board as customers and they jump on board and we recoup a 25% retail override from them? And if you're afraid to make money in Neekin, you might want to quit now, okay? it's not... Money is the root of all evil. Those of us who understand the Bible a little bit, it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. So when we make a decision, hey, by this time, 6 months from now, I want to double my Neekin income. Steve Johnson, my swim buddy from Humans Being More 3 weekends ago, he sent me the most wonderful text this week and said, Vance, I doubled my income from last month. Woohoo. You know, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, when, you know, because, Pat, what can you do with microloans and helping other people who are looking to generate income? And what I'm talking about here is right out of the gate, a brand new wellness consultant can get on AutoShip as their commitment. Invest $160. The $60 is basically their business license. They're setting themselves up in business. Introduce a few customers. And every time their customers come on board and they place an order, they're making a 25% override.
Mm-hmm.
And you can repay your investment in your own products immediately, and you get a couple customers that do over $100 worth in their first order. And they can, in turn, help you reap the reward of more product, which you can either sell or do whatever you want, expand your wellness home. So, again, look at the thing, and that's the beautiful thing about what you're doing with your goal of setting up the microloans. And one of the neat things, Pat, too, is that, yes, it's going to take some strategic planning on how to pull off a 21 Club.
Mm-hmm.
But the more planning you put up front, and I think the biggest thing that I'm hearing from the other Diamonds and Royal Diamonds in around North America is that all of them, the ones that are aggressively going for this, Suzanne Truax shared this this week, is that the beautiful thing about this is that they're not spending a lot of time figuring out what plan, what presentation they're going to do. They're simply getting together with people and having fun. And I believe, how did she say that? She had a minister, actually a rabbi, that was at a Jewish rabbi, and they said, you know, the feedback after the evening was, well, what I feel from this experience is it's very holy. The word holy, and they went on to explain, the word holy means separated. And I thought, that's exactly what we are as Nikan Wellness Consultants. We've separated ourselves out from the pack, and we're going to do this differently. So, Pat, thank you for stepping up to the plate and sharing and being willing to kind of expose yourself and saying, you know, I don't really know how I'm doing this, but I'm going to do it, by golly. And we're going to pull it off. And it is going to take some work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will be grateful to you. If you could email me those names you just said, because I'm getting ready to leave the house to go see my patients, so I couldn't write it down. If you could do that, I'd be very grateful.
Oh, absolutely, Pat, I will do that. Not a problem, and I'll probably be able to pull some links out for you that are on YouTube.
Okay, would you say that if I have people look at the YouTube before the meeting, that would serve them, or I should do that as part of the meeting?
You know, you can. I think the way that when I watched the video that Dr. Ekholm put together, Dr. Ash, it's really
Ash fan.
Yeah. I knew I was going to get corrected. I just knew it.
That's okay. I see her every other week down here before. So
I know. And sorry, because, you know, I was so used to when she lived here in Portland, it was just Robin. It was Dr. Robin. Now it's Dr., you know, Ash Span, Robin Ekholm. But the way she explains it on the YouTube video I watched was, this is how you go into it. This is how to make it successful, you know, da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah, what would be ideal for people prior to you exposing them to Nikan, point them to the Nikan videos, and you can copy and paste the links for all of the two-minute Life in Balance video. What is Nikan?
Okay.
You know, because, again, let's introduce them to the company. Let's not introduce them to a specific product or to a business plan. Let's introduce them to the plan, what Nikan's plan has been.
Uh-huh.
40 years. I think that's something that we really miss. And again, going back to something that was mentioned last week, if 90% of the people out there get attracted to Nikan because of the products,
mm-hmm.
that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, that means 90% of us are missing the biggest aspect of why did the products get started? What was Masuda's vision from day one?
Mm-hmm.
His vision from day one, back in 1975, before it was an official incorporated company, was to get a pair of these funny, bumpy, magnetic insoles into every person's shoes that wears shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty bodacious vision. So
yeah.
How do we let other people know about that? Well, I think it's just sharing that much with them and,
uh-huh.
and going from there. Let's switch gears here. Wei, what have you I believe you were quality enrolled in January. I don't know where you're at in the month of February. Sorry, brain lapse.
I'm not. One part of it is done, and I'm retired from nursing by the end of this month, so I'm focusing on Nikan, setting up my business. And found my niche, and since I've healed myself of fibromyalgia, I can't say the word heal or whatever, or I experience this discomfort that I realize a lot of the people are on tons of medication. So
mm-hmm. So
that really narrowed my focus down, and yes, the 21 Club is in my plan before this month, and I have completed two successful 21 Club in the past. With kids hanging off my side, babies, and so I know I can do it again. So So that's the plan: getting my people together and do that. So that's my gear. And I have a list of people that I am going through and adding new people all the time. But I'm still looking for that four, that three people that really want to do it. So I have a few shift gear, but I'm still looking just to, and that would really run with me with the speed that I'm doing.
You know, you said something that reminds me of a conversation I had two nights ago with Al and Sonda Thornton. And Al, if you're on the line, please do the rest of the group a favor and hit *6 so you can vouch that I'm telling the truth and not making this up. I believe what Al and Sonda did last year with the 2 for the Win promotion, and again, I need Al to confirm this, but every single month they signed up 2 consultants who got on autoship, and then 3 of the 12 months last year they signed up 4. So if you do the math really quick, that's 9 months at 200, that's 1,800, and then 3 months at 400, that's 1,200, so that's $3,000 in free product that they earn because they put 2 people in every month, and then 3 months they put in 4. My so what of that is this. Way, as you're introducing people to Nikan and just, again, letting them check it out, letting them be attracted to, like most of us are, 90% of us are because of a product or an experience. Well, we get them connected as a customer right out of the gate. Well, hey, let me put you in as a customer. And if they don't want to do that and they actually want to get a discount, well, I guess the focus here is don't even bother wasting their $60 so they can get a discount, unless they're going to put in a sizable order and it makes sense, you know, a sleep system, an air, you know, or the environmental pack, or, you know, fill in the blank. The key is here getting them connected with Nikan as fast as we possibly can so that they can get hooked up with the solutions, they can get an experience, and then let's go from there. Because all of us, we know it takes time. Not all of us are going to have an immediate experience. And when we put them in 2 at a time, then all of a sudden we got free product coming back at us. Stacy and I have got one. We got $250 worth of free product that I get to cash in on Monday. Is that anything that we did over and above? No, we had 4 customers come on board. No, I'm sorry, it's $300. And then we had another thing that finally went through with the leader of the pack promotion. So it was just a bunch of stuff all hitting at the same time, but it all on Monday. I think it's already there. But what we do with that free product is put it right back into our business. And that's the fun part about it. But Wei, you're going to find those 4 quality enrollments that you're looking for sometime between now and September. It's a given. And then the other goal right behind that is to take 2 of those and get them on board and get them to silver. And that enthusiasm that you're stating and that passion and going through people, it's never about going through the numbers, but it is. I mean, that's what it is. Al, am I correct in my numbers? I know you're on the line. At least I thought you were going to be.
Yes.
Yes, Al. No,
hello.
That's not. There we go. There's the deep voice I'm looking for. No?
Yeah.
Okay. Al, was I correct in those numbers as far as what you and Sonda were able to do last year with the 2 for the Win? Wasn't it 9 months at 2 people and then 3 months at 4?
Yeah, it was pretty close. The last one was 5.
The last month you got 5 in, so it counted as 4.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So essentially you earned $3,000 in free product total for the course of the year.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And Al is more of an outgoing guy, for those of you who are listening, and Vance is prodding him to talk here and putting him on the spot. But as the Al and Sonda dynamic duo, Al usually will always say, no, I'm the behind the scenes, I'm the supportive role guy. But Al, where do you see this going with the customer appreciation program right now in introducing people to Nikan? How do you see that piggybacking on what you guys did last year? And not only, because you're already quality enrolled for the month of February, you've hit the mark, But the real key now, as we discussed this week, is dealing with the fact that we got to get people quality enrolled as well.
Right. It's becoming a little interesting because it gets to me, I mean, just as personal, it gets me into prejudging, and I don't like to prejudge because we've seen some people that, oh, they'd be fantastic. They work, they got it and going on, and then nothing really happens. And then there's some people you kind of say, oh, well, they, you know, they're kind of like in an okay level. And they are the people that are there and wanting to do things and excited about it, and it surprised you. So it's still in a kind of thing of you just don't know because it can go one way or the other. And because we earlier we prejudged a person, we say, you know, you're starving with that person because, you know, just we just don't see nothing with that. And that turned out to be one a very exciting person, a person that kept coming, asking questions, kept wanting to do things, and it just blew our minds because we wrote them off and just said, no way. So, I mean, you just don't know. You really don't know, but you still got to do something one way or the other and just go with it and see what happens.
And why is that so important not to prejudge people?
Because sometimes you come up wrong. And then sometimes they end up going with someone else. I mean, that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is just, you know, there's some, I mean, just like right now, we have a person that's fully persuaded. He's ready. He accepted everything before he even saw all the details of the product. He just said, told Sandra, I'm in with y'all. And he hadn't even come to a meeting. And he was familiar with a lot of other things and alkaline water, and he had some other kind of business. But he just said, I'm in. And we're looking at him like, man, you haven't even seen the things yet. And he was scheduled for a meeting, but something came up and he couldn't make it. And he even called back and said, look, I can't make it. I'm in a situation right now, and I just can't make it. I'm trying, and I'm going to bring somebody, and I'm going to bring these two other people. But look, let's go for Monday. I say, fine, you know, we'll go for Monday. But I mean, for a person to tell you and haven't even seen the presentation, just say, I'm in with you all. I mean, that was like, you know, interesting. Although I have said, and I remind Sandra this, we prayed that prayer that the right people will come into our path and they will face us face to face. And that's exactly what happened that time. And that has happened other times. And so, you know, so this one is going to be interesting. I mean, he's a good talker because he's a businessman, but I'm anxious to see what he's really going to do. But he really got some big ideas because, you know, he was just really going too fast for us, and he hadn't even seen all the products. You know, he's just experienced the water and things like that. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. It really is.
Well, so, not to cut you off, but I think the validity of that statement of not even seeing the products is a lot of people that go into buying a franchise, let's say a Subway, it's not because of a love affair that they had with a sub sandwich, you know, or investing in a McDonald's or a Taco Bell or, you know, a printing franchise. It's because they see the opportunity and they know based on demographics that, you know, this thing will work. So why not capitalize on it? Al, let me finish, and I know there's other people on the line, but let me finish by asking you this. I want to really hone in because this is something that applies to all of us. Prejudging at any time, whether on a positive or on a negative, we can't go allow any of that at all. We have to be open and honest and let people share with us what they want to do, and then their actions will back that up if it's the true intent of their heart.
Right. That's good.
And you guys have been going at this now and with for a little over a year, and you've done a lot of right things. I mean, a lot of right things. You've built in a huge, huge business. And one of the things that we have to duplicate when we're doing that is we have to attract other people who will duplicate. And you guys are on track to doing that. But I appreciate the fact of you stepping out and, you know, saying, you know, we can't prejudge.
You know? Right.
We can't. Because right. I know some of the people you're talking about that have said they're going to do this, this, and this, and then they do nothing. And then the others who said, no. I just want to be a customer. I'm not going to. Some of the greatest leaders in Niken today, they started out saying, I'm just going to be a customer. I just want to get the products for myself and my family. That's all I want to do.
Right.
And because people like you holding their hand and say, you know, you could do this, or you could buy this pack, or, you know, you mentioned your family. Why don't you do this, you know? Why don't you, you know, check out this? You know, it's a huge, huge, huge thing. Well, gang, we are out of time. We're going to get more into this next Saturday morning in dealing with some of these issues that seem to be facing all of us. And I want to remind all of us, every single one of us that's right now, we didn't get to everybody. Next week we will, those of you who are on the line. And then also want to remind everybody again, where did it go? Right here in front of me. It's commencing right now. Ben Woodward on Dave Johnson's call. Area code 567-314-0343. Again, 567-314-0343, and the code is 83854#. 83854#. If you want to hear what Ben's been sharing with the Diamonds and Royal Diamonds every Tuesday morning on that accountability call, because that's what it is, jump onto this call right now. That's what I'm going to do. I want to hear what's fresh, what Ben's, you know, what's going on. I don't really have. I got some other announcements, but they can wait. They're not time sensitive. There is a.
I had to say something. Could you also email the rest of us on Dr. Atcom's?
The easiest way to find it. I'm going to get it to Pat because she asked me specifically. I'm not going to email that out to everybody because it becomes yet another email of something that not everybody wants, but. All of this stuff is on YouTube. Be specific in your searching, you know, like Dr., you know, R. Ash, you know, Ekholm 21 Club. Or I just type in on YouTube in the search box, Dr. Robin Ekholm, E-K-H-O-L-M, and the stuff comes up. It's all there. It's all tied in. That's the way YouTube works. So if you want the 21 Club video, you want her testimony video, it's all there. So, gang, we are 2 minutes into Dave Johnson's call, so I am going to say goodbye.